that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And got to shout out Kansas City PBS announcing a comprehensive lineup of women's health coverage throughout October, beginning with this one, Beyond the Symptoms. It is a women's health town hall going on tonight at Johnson County Central Resource Library. But the good part is you can also tune in and check it out on Channel 19 Thursday, October 17th, moderated by our very own founder, Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, and running for office. We're not running for office at the moment, but we never know when it'll pop up again. Michelle Wiley, how you doing today?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
About such an important town hall.
Yes, because one thing with you, you've always, like when we talk about Mama Hakima, you know, and and Uzazi Village, you've always been a part of Black mothers and health disparities. Tell us about this audience discussion tonight that people can actually join on YouTube and in person.
Yes, because as you know, when we started Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, we did surveying of Black women in the region to figure out what were the top issues. And health and vitality was among those that ranked at the top, specifically Black maternal health, reproductive health, health during aging. And so this town hall is a perfect opportunity for us to partner with organizations like Kansas City Public Television, American Public Square, to bring together experts to talk about the issues of women's health, not only the current issues we face, mm-hmm. but the history of women's health, the disparities in women's health, and how do we advocate for better health outcomes.
Yes, I love that the state of women's health care from pregnancy to menopause. People can check it out tonight. You'll be at the Johnson County Central Resource Library at 5:30. They can also watch the live discussion on YouTube. Then it's going to air on Channel 19 Thursday, October 17th, 7 o'clock, so you don't want to miss. Now, tell me, Michelle, what else is going on with Kansas City PBS? Because this Pregnancy and Prejudice by a local filmmaker, when we talk about maternal health outcomes, that is a crucial part of the conversation, and shout to Uzazi Village and all they do.
Yeah, if we look at just the rates of infant mortality in Kansas, Missouri, in both states, we rank at the bottom of the list for maternal health outcomes and infant mortality. And it says something about our medical care system that that's where we rank. And then when you go and dig into the data deeper, you find that Black women and other communities of color, women of color, have even more disproportionate health outcomes. Mm-hmm. Even for women, whether, you know, they are highly educated, whether they have access to, you know, financial resources, you find that this trends across the board. I always think about, when I think about Black maternal health, the cheerleader for the Kansas City Chiefs that lost her life during childbirth. I think about Beyonce and her talking about the complications that she's had during childbirth. Serena Williams, all women who have access to very high quality, you know, medical professionals, the systems, the institutions are having the same problem. And so this documentary featuring Mama Hakima of Uzazi Village hopes to shed a light on and give greater exposure to those disproportionate outcomes, and hopefully spark the interest of the community to take action to create change and do something about it.
And last but not least, I didn't know it was National Menopause Awareness Month. Girl, that conversation, closing out the month. The M Factor, Shedding the Silence on Menopause, another documentary, which will also air on PBS at that following after we see Mama Hakima, the Pregnancy and Prejudice. So Thursday night, October 17th, it's all about the ladies. Like, you need a watch party.
Yeah, you definitely need a watch party. Come out tonight if you're able to make it out. Again, it'll be airing on the 17th. But tonight is all about women's issues. And don't forget, we've got a vice presidential debate tonight. We'll be done just in time for that if you come in and show up. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great discussion to talk about all of these issues. Menopause is the issue you don't hear much about, but it's starting to get a lot of traction in kind of our daily dialogue and discourse. I think of Halle Berry, for instance.
Yes, loving it. Yes,
as beautiful as she is with menopause. And so, again, bringing exposure, awareness, and information so that we can be better equipped and informed to advocate for ourselves, for the women in our lives that we love, our mothers, our aunties, our daughters, our teenage nieces, you know, all of the women around us, so that they can get the health care that they need, so that they can be well for all of us. it benefits us all when women are doing good in our community.
Absolutely. So we kick it off tonight, Beyond the Symptoms, the Women's Health Town Hall, hosted by Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet Founder Michelle Watley. It's going down at the Johnson County Central Resource Library, 5:30, or catch it on YouTube. And then we'll get caught up with everything again on October 17th. Thank you so much, Michelle, for what you're doing with the organizations and putting a highlight on what is so important, women's health.
And thank you, Julie, and to the station for providing a platform for us to amplify our voices and power. Thank you for all that you do.
Absolutely.